All right, episode 4. Episode 4, we're moving right along, right?
Yeah, we're moving on up in the world.
Episode 4 of the Sophisticated Ratchet Podcast. I am your host, KD Killer Diva. And basically, I don't even think you're a guest host anymore. We got... Who are you? Just tell
them. I'm D. What's up, everybody? We've been trying to get back with y'all. We finally made it back. We're going to do it real quick for you tonight. Yeah. What's up?
So we back, y'all. Oh gosh, like it is really flu season.
You know what? About that, like we had 2 people at my job get sick within this last week. One girl got sick today. It's crazy. Like, and we have a lot of different people that come in and it's like in and out with that and had the flu or is getting over it. Like, y'all make sure y'all taking care. You know.
Please wash your hands as much as you can. Take your hand sanitizer with you everywhere you go, because they're dropping like flies at my job too.
Yeah, yeah. Any symptoms you feel like you may have, headaches or anything, like don't ignore it. Like don't try not to wait too late and see if you can get some help.
Yeah. And I have like a stuffy nose and I'm trying to rebuke this because I don't have the time for it. But yeah. We just gotta stay healthy. But we were supposed to record this podcast Sunday. Shout out to Mark, because we were waiting and we never got in contact with him until late, so it didn't go up, but there were a lot of things that I wanted to talk about that everybody already discussed now, so there's no need for us to backpedal. But I wanted to talk about Monique and her worth, what she thinks she deserves.
Monique should have took that $500,000. I feel like she... I think she should have just took the money. Like,
it wouldn't hurt, right?
A coin is a coin. Like, get $500,000. If they would have offered you $20,000, then to me, yeah, that's a slap in the face. But at this day and age... For what you have done and some of the... You know, I mean...
And what you're doing now,
I feel like the $500,000, you could have robbed with that. Yeah. Now, you ain't going to get nothing now. You got on there and carried on. You ain't getting nothing.
Oh, you're not getting nothing, and you're probably working on getting yourself blackballed. Blackballed.
Yeah.
Like, you see that the wave of comedy and a lot of things are actually moving to Netflix, so why come run your mouth?
And why do that?
Yeah, so...
Like, we gotta learn how to ride the wave sometime and just keep it moving.
Yeah, she could have took that bag. And yeah.
Always get the bag.
Up front. And it's no different than, like, the rap game. Like, they make their money off of touring.
Secure that bag.
They are... Like,
number one.
In these streets. So, Mo, you could have gone on a tour... And you still could have collect that money, because if you getting like $10,000, if she gets that, but let's just say a lick, you be not make that $500,000 and some. I mean, right. If you really know your worth, if you were, and that would tell if you were worth $500,000 or not.
Right.
Because you should be able to make more than that back by going on tour. And if you don't, then don't feel bad, because right. That's what Netflix offered you.
Yeah.
Like, don't even compare the other people, because they are hot.
That's right just now. Like going in and saying, hey, you, this person getting this, so right. Because they getting this, I feel like I should get this. Nah, take what you was offered, and if you feel like it was a slap in the face and it wasn't acceptable, just nicely decline and keep it moving. Monique, I like you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like you, but I can't ride with you on this one. Like, if it was me, I probably would have, got that bag, and I would have just made it work from there.
Which I thought she would understand as a businesswoman, but you know Monique, you know, she's quick to holler that somebody is taking advantage of her, or whatever the case may be, so.
Which could be true, we don't know everything, but.
I mean,
Monique, they got you looking bad out here in these streets, because I've been rolling all week long off of you, babe.
I don't know, because they said Monique called them soliciting. They told Monique to come in and audition. Now, that was disrespectful. Like, you didn't have to do that. That was just
too But much. That's probably, I mean, you didn't.
I mean, I know they want to know, what are you doing now? But still, that's disrespectful. Like, that's disrespectful. But Monique was one of the hot topics that I wanted to get in right then and there. I didn't get a chance to get on the podcast to say it, but I got a chance to get it off on my Instagram. Drake dropped two new tracks, God's Plan and Diplomatic Immunity. And I was feeling Diplomatic Immunity because he was, like, laying some bars down. Like, he was getting back to that old Drake. And he made a Joe Buttons, to me, subliminal. And, you know, I got my go-to people when some music drops to get their opinion. I asked them about it. They made me feel like I was crazy. So I had to put that on Instagram to kind of get that off. So I was right. I didn't get a chance to go in-depth in the podcast, like I said, but I got that off on Instagram, and I was right. Drake sent some little shots at Joe Budden, so he brushed it off. But, you know, again, we're not going to get into old news, but I was correct on that. But one thing I would like to definitely address on this podcast episode is from last podcast. I want to be very clear. I am not a racist.
We ain't racist on this end. However,
we do have a problem with, in this case, what we were talking about, white people. We do have a problem with white people that feel that they are superior to us, or they do things constantly to make you feel some type of way, or they're just blatantly racist in your face. Unapologetic. I do have a problem with those type of people. And I also have to keep in mind that all of our listeners are not of the culture. So how we may say cracker, or which is stemming from, like Charlamagne says, cracker ass cracker a lot, coming from the Chris Rock special. But that is in reference to racist white people, not white people in general. Yeah. I'm not going to just go off on a tangent about white people for what? I'm, believe it or not, well, it's not unbelievable because a lot of us are mixed with white. You know, it may not be by choice, but my grandmother's mother is white. You know, it just kind of died down once it got to us. But nonetheless, I have little cousins that are biracial. I'm not going to be just blatantly disrespectful towards the whole entire white race. Again, it is these people that are still in 2018 comfortable with being openly racist, like what we experienced when we went to Atlanta for your birthday.
Exactly, and the ones that call us niggas behind closed doors and stuff, they're the ones that I can't...
Because I can't gauge you.
Yeah.
If you are racist, I would feel better that it's out on the open, so yep. I know where to, you know, put you at, wherein I can't really gauge you because you went away with me. And another way behind closed doors, which I feel like with those types, at the end of the day, it will come out somehow. Because if you get them upset enough, their true colors are going to come out, well, on how
even,
they feel.
Even if it's even some where, like you said, like they don't even hide it. Like, it's plain as day.
That, like, I don't really care for you. And I feel like if you are basing this off again in 2018 of me just being black, like, knock it off, man. Like, knock it off at this point. So I really don't have no patience for those type of people. And I mean that. I said what I said on that. Racism from, again, white people that would like to use their white privilege to make you feel little or belittle. I'm not with it. I'm not apologizing for that part of it at all. And also just like, again, like I said, they do things and then they come back and apologize for it when I feel like you just knew it was wrong, or like how you are killing us out here and being let off. You know, like all of it ties back into this privilege that we just don't have. And basically you just looking at us like scum of the earth. So again, all of that energy, I'm not with it. And again, I apologize if everyone is not up on a culture and felt that that may have been speaking to everyone in general. But again, it was not. It was to these racist. I ain't with it and I'm not here for it. And you are getting corrected. Because again, I have experienced this firsthand. And that's why I'm passionate about how I feel about it and not having it. Like, you know the incident I had when that cop pulled me over, told me that my license was suspended, and it wasn't. left me on the side of the road, 30 minutes away from where I actually live, with my car seat, my baby's car seat, and left. You remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
Like, I felt like, oh my God, this is who's out here to protect and serve. And the only thing, and I'm sorry, I had to put it towards, is race. Because why would you leave a female out at night by herself
and on the side of town that was on anyway? Like you, I don't care where it's at. Like, I feel like that was unacceptable, especially when he was in the wrong with that. Like, I feel like, I know you have a job to do, however, I feel like if it was
a female, and if it was a white female,
I don't feel like they would have went the extra mile to do what they did do. I feel like they would have at least stayed.
Yeah, and I could confidently say that. I'm not assuming because of what happened after the fact. Because, and let me back up, I actually did have a speeding ticket that I did not take care of. So that's the reason why my license was suspended, because I forgot all about it. But I did pay the speeding ticket and got everything cleared up. The DMV did not upload this document into the system that actually says it's cleared. They sent me the receipt with that same document in the receipt. But for some reason, I think it's the courthouse, did not send this to the DMV the correct way. So nonetheless, it wasn't there. So I'm showing this guy all of the stuff. He clearly sees where it says DMV and what it's for. He's still not having it. He still took my car, towed it, and I had to pay $200, $220 the next day to get my car. And at the end of the day, I did have the document that showed that it was not suspended. But guess what? I still had to eat that $220. They didn't give me anything. Only thing they did was drop the ticket, which I knew wasn't a ticket in the first place. But
all you did was pull me over and waste my time when I could have been going to take care of what I had to take care of. Instead, we got other real crimes really going on over here right across the street from me. But you choose to pull an innocent person over to address really nothing when you could have been going to handle a real crime.
Basically. And then when I called to complain about it, this is again how I know I'm not assuming.
That was the last straw right there.
Yes, the captain got very combative with me. Like, he was accusing me. And I'm like, sir, do you not understand what's going on here? I'm calling you to tell you I felt uncomfortable by one of your officers, and you are basically proving me correct. Like, do you understand what's going on right now with black, I had to tell them, with black people in America and the police, why we don't feel like we're safe? Because of this same reason, he's telling me he can't have a conversation with me. He tries to put the blame on me. And I'm like, sir, because you are now putting the blame on me, all of the things that you're saying is irrelevant. He says he's going to watch the tape. And I'm like, what are you watching the tape for? The tape will show that he left me. It's not anything on my end that I did wrong. What are you watching the tape to see that I did wrong? I'm telling you what it was. But nonetheless, that's just a perfect example again.
Even better. I got a better one for you. And this is going to be real quick and short. I went on my, today actually, because I haven't even talked to you about my whole day. Okay. We'll talk about that later. But on my break today, I was walking over to the Chinese restaurant that I always tell you, you know, where I go to. So I was walking around the building, and I saw the guy coming. He was an older white guy. And those are the worst ones, and those are the main ones that you'll normally see that still be, that I normally see that still that's mainly on that. Because again, I know a lot of, I know some white folks, and they are really cool. Like, nothing against them. Yeah. However, today, I was walking into the Chinese restaurant. Now, I hadn't even got to the door yet. I saw him coming already. He was coming from the parking lot, and I was under the thing near the stores. I could have made it to the door before him, but I wasn't trying to. I was taking my time. Y'all, this man was started to walk so fast to run to the door to try and get inside of there before I did. And I'm sitting here in my mind watching him like, he is really rushing to this door, and I'm not even trying to. Little do you know, I'm going in to really just get a soda, and I'm going to be right back out the door.
Right.
So, you're going to be looking crazy. So, the more of what I'm really getting to is, this one I know it was real, and the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because we was kind of like on this topic right now. Mm-hmm. But don't y'all know, the man rushed inside of the door. He got in there before me. This man walked in the door. Like, I'm like literally like right behind him to the point where I can actually grab. He walked in the door and intentionally just let the door slam in my face.
You put all that energy.
All that energy to let the door slam in my face. And before I knew it, I jacked the door and I kind of like opened it. But then I had to kind of like stop myself and be like, you know what? I'm going to let him live.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say nothing. I went ahead in there and I got my soda. And he looked crazy because when I got it, they know me in there. That's the crazy thing. Mm-hmm. They know me in there. They come in my store all the time. So she just gave me the soda and that was that. And I was gone. But just to piggybacking off of what we were talking about, that's just a perfect example of how it happens so frequently. Even like when you are in traffic one day. That morning. Like, it happens all the time, and I don't even think we notice. We notice it, but we really don't address it.
You kind of get used to it, and then it's just like, or you react right then and there and keep it moving, because unfortunately, it is kind of the norm. For me, I can only speak on my experiences, because I experience it a lot. I am often the minority in a lot of situations, so I do get those extra looks and stares. I can feel them. I know when someone thinks that I am out of place, when I feel like I'm here just like you are.
Even in workplaces, it's everywhere, y'all. Public, like, even in your cars driving. You remember that time we was in on the other side going to get something to eat that day? Like, it's crazy. But, yeah, this is what we living in.
So it's all over the place, but I don't know, again, I'm just not tolerating the blatant racism and disrespect this year. Excuse me, not if I can help it, because I just feel like it's getting a little bit out of hand, and
I'm gonna keep my foot on your neck every chance I get.
Yeah, because it's just not right. Like, I felt like we've been through enough already with slavery, but history is definitely repeating itself, where I feel like my mom, because she's like in her 60s, your mom too.
Yeah.
They grew up in the era where the Civil War, not the Civil War, but, I'm sorry, y'all, it's late. Where everything was going on with Martin Luther King, everybody is fighting for their rights, civil rights, sorry. Civil rights movement was going on. I said the Civil War. But they basically saw all the segregation. They went through that with the school systems, where now they were integrated. They were now going to school with each other. They lived all that. They lived fighting through all that. Or they lived through black men still being persecuted so hard for anything that a white woman may have said happened to them. But it's now repeating itself for our generation. That was something that I just mentioned to this young lady that works with me, because she was just telling me some responses that she got in her anthropology class about a topic they have, which is also interesting. But I was just like, for him to say that, your generation, he has no reason to have that response, because his generation is not long after mine, which is I was born in the 80s, I grew up in the 90s. Mm-hmm. We didn't really witness too much of that. I can say it was the golden growing up. Like, a lot of things you've had freedom to do that I wouldn't dare allow my kids to do now.
Now, right.
Like, because the climate is so different, but we did not experience that. So for him to give that type of response, it's like, who raised you? Someone had to put that into you, because it's not anything that you lived through that you saw. Mm-hmm. Now, my kids on the other end, or your niece on the other end, they can say, yeah, I've lived through that. I've seen what happened to Mike Brown. I've seen what happened to Trayvon Martin.
Exactly.
I saw this stuff. So they have the ability at that point to have that narrative or speak a certain way, because it's happening to them. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And you know what? Another thing, real fast. Like, I feel like we as a people, we also got to stop giving, like, we got to stop giving them reasons to even bother us, even in, with certain things. Like, I was looking at something online today. This guy, he was from another city. And, he had, they gave the man was out, it was a mugshot, and he was in jail for They locked him up for 5 years. 5 years. So we reading this stuff, and it said it was his fourth offense or something with driving with a suspended license.
What?
And when I seen that, I was like, five? Like really? It had to be something else that I may have misread. I'm hoping, but I know that it can't. If they locking us, our black men up for stuff like that. Like, yo, we got to really be on it because that's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that can, again, be anybody that can be slapped with that. But that's another way, like you said, an easy way. That's the perfect
example as to.
You ain't got to be slinging dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you
still fall into the system.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we have to stay on track at all times.
Better.
Because. It's crazy out here. It's 2018 and this stuff is still going on. I mean, it makes me kind of nervous of the world that my kid is going to grow up in. Because she's still a toddler right now and it's so much more. Like, we have so much more time with I-45. He just got into office.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. So we got so much time and so much things like... Time is changing. People are having sex with robots. The sex robots are here, man.
Yo.
Sorry to segue like that, but they are here.
Why are they getting them?
They look so real.
Ain't nobody gonna be buying them things, man. Who paying all that money for that?
How much are they?
They're over $1,000.
Those people that have those sick fetishes, well, and you know what I did just to see if that's really a thing? I googled the porn to see, like, people actually have sex with these dolls, like, live, like it's a person.
That's, who coming up with this stuff, though?
What's happening?
Like, things look like, when real. I first seen it, like, I was, like, blown, like, I was like,
what? It looks like a real woman, and it feels like it, too, with whatever material they're using. Like, what they're trying to do if the male falls for it, because I think most men say it's nothing like the real thing. But, like, if you having sex with your robot, you really don't have a need for a woman. Why you want to go through with a arguing, you know what I'm saying, sassy, fighting, when I can just, go to my robot and go to sleep when we done? I don't know. I guess that's similar to a woman having sex toys. A man has a whole robot now.
Well, I guess they could.
Yeah.
Because y'all been having all kind of stuff. Y'all got, they got all kind of sex toys and stuff for women. Like, y'all have a lot of stuff.
Because they got like a robot.
So maybe that's equivalent. Maybe that's equivalent.
I don't know. They taking over.
Would you get one of those sex toys? Like, because they got the men kind.
Yeah, I think that's just going over.
That's obsessed, I think, at that point.
That's too much.
Like, for a woman to want to get that, because y'all have so many other.
Just deal with a man, or if you don't want to deal with a man, just deal with a man, because I feel if you're doing all of that, you got to get a whole half a body.
That would get. I ain't got time to blow that shit up.
Well, actually, put it this in the bed. One is nice.
So how is it like?
It's like silicone. It's like shaped and molded like a. It has a chest, and then it has the penis that just sticks up.
So what do you just put them like when you don't want it?
I guess to be in the way? Bed in the closet. You might have a little suitcase for it, because I think on the porn they were pulling them out of suitcases.
Oh man.
That's so you crazy. Store it like how your niece got that doll baby that looks like a real baby?
Yeah.
It's like that. Ultimately. Yo,
that's crazy. Man.
The robots are here.
Do they got movement and stuff?
I don't know if they got anything operate like that yet. They will if they don't. I'm sure they will. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, I better go out there and get y'all some of them sex dolls.
That's crazy, like, how technology is changing. They are going to be replacing us, I believe. Like, I really believe that. You laughing, but I'm serious. Like, Amazon, I believe it was, just opened the first, I guess, person in the list, other than the person directing them, store. Or cash. Okay, basically, you get this app, and you don't have to ring anything up. You just take what you need, and you walk out the store, and it's supposed to identify what you left with, and then charge a card.
What the hell?
Yeah, you're not supposed to stand in lines, but the lines are all around the building for people to experience it, basically. It's like a self-checkout where they're on that honest system, kind of like I think they have in China and some places where everything is basically there. There's nobody in the store, like a worker. Just like, you know, at work.
Which is bad.
You know, when we have those vending machines, I guess that's a tester. Where everything is there, and it's up to you to scan what you got. Which, you know, you and I know there's ways
to... But that's getting rid of, like, if you look jobs. At it, that's like losing jobs. Like,
and it's been like that for a while.
If everything is now, if they get everything to where everything is just self-checkouts.
Yeah.
Just robots. Them self-checkouts may be convenient and cool, but that's just the easier way of showing us...
We can be replaced.
How you could be replaced? Because you don't need nobody sometimes when you go through them things. You could just...
At McDonald's, why I'm going to pay you $7. We're going to streamline
these employees down to 2 or 3 employees in here a day to make sure these everything is running smoothly with no errors in the systems. But we ain't finna have all y'all in here.
Because you don't have to want to come to work. You're calling out. So we'll just replace you with this machine here.
That we know going to be here every day.
That's going to get the orders right. And I don't have to pay them.
Once it's purchased. Believe it or not, that's the grand scheme of things, though.
Okay, and that is the same thing for which I really don't think it helps. Like at Walmart, their self checkout, because it's always a line at Walmart. I don't care. It's just something about them. They don't even have all the lines open. They get on my nerves. But
even some of these big companies, like these phone companies and stuff, like certain
things, like the IVRs.
Like, a lot of the things, certain things could be more self-serve where you don't even have to talk to nobody to fix your issues, which is going to be ridiculous because I think that's one that probably would take some time. Like, if they just start running with just IVRs like that, that'll be...
For the tech support.
Yeah.
It's here. The future is definitely here. And a lot of other stuff is going to start getting freaky. Things that we thought were so... far-fetched is going to become the norm. It's crazy. I never thought that I would be in 2018. The year 2018.
Already.
I remember thinking when the year 2000 was coming, the world was about to come to an end. And look how long we are now, 18 years down the road.
Yeah.
That is crazy. So, like, time's going, technology is changing. And speaking of securing the bags, that's one thing I did want to talk about. And I said that I wasn't going to make this a long podcast because we're probably going to cut off some stuff that we usually do, like the wild card topics and stuff. But I still think that this was a very much needed podcast just to clear some things up. Okay, so I wanted to do like a whole episode dedicated to, I feel like, information jewels that we can drop that can be informative to anybody. And I don't know, I just feel like, whatever, let's just get it off. But remember we were talking about, like, a lot of people look down upon call center jobs.
Yeah.
Where I feel like we both know personally, this is your stepping stone into doing whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And I mean that literally, whatever you want to do.
Which you can go to different positions, travel, like, yeah.
And let's be perfectly clear now, there is levels to this call center thing.
And it takes some adjustments.
Because when I said there's levels, you know you're going to have your big dogs that's going to give you a little bit more out of it versus if you're working at your mom and pop rinky dink call center down the street. You're not getting a lot of benefits. They probably are treating you like crap. But if you're working for places like we did, Verizon, you're going to get your 401k. that they're going to match. You're going to get your vacation time that is out the ass, your sick time. You're going to get your dental. Like, you are going to be taken care of. You can go see a psychiatrist, which I took advantage of just because it was available. And it was very therapeutic, by the way. But, and you're getting paid.
You're getting paid, and it's mainly up to you as to how you go with it.
How you,
because the benefits and the 401k, the pensions, all of that is there. Like, the money is there if you play it the right way. And you can do a lot of major things from there, you know, if you're working for, you know, a decent one, a decent company.
A nice Fortune 500 company, I would say, at the most. You can do a lot because it allows you to go with the flow of your career path changes. You know, like the guy that was in our class, Jordan, he was so good at what he did with selling accessories that he went on the path of sales and went to Cali. Like, in no time, he knew that. That's right, on them. Not to mention, you know, going to school on them. I went to do my master's and Verizon paid for it. So, like, you can use the system to get what you want. So don't allow people to make fun of you when they say things about, oh, call center jobs. Why would you not sit down starting off on your behind making like $15, $16 an hour versus being outside doing manual labor?
Doing manual labor or in a hot plant.
Right.
Working all them hours for that small amount of money. Like, I'm the first to say, like, I'll have to shout out to some of my main call center jobs, because a call center job helped buy me my first home.
Right.
Like, I made my first major purchase working from a call center. I purchased like 4 cars working in the call center. Like, I'm sitting in my brand new house now from a call center. So don't let that, you know, deter you away from just saying that it's a call center. Like, depending on where you go, you can definitely secure that bag. You can definitely rack up.
And if it's not for you, and you already have a vision, which is great, of what to do, that's even better. You know that you're going on here knowing that I'm just milking this for 3 years, 4 years, whatever, to get my 401k to a certain amount, cash out, take that money, flip that money, do whatever. When you go in with that right mindset, the possibilities are endless. I wish that me being that age, young, with that opportunity, I cherished it a lot more. And I definitely took advantage of the overtime when things weren't so crazy. And I was bringing home bank because it was options available. And take advantage of those jobs. Don't let people talk you out of them or make you feel some type of way. And again, you should weigh your options to know which type you're dealing with. Is it worth the stress? Because that is the flip side of it.
Some of them may not. You may not think it's worth the stress with certain ones. You just got to find your niche with that and know what you're there for and what your main purpose is for and why you're there. Like, milk it. Because some of them is definitely, it's definitely some bread in there. Even if you ain't even really trying to be there, like, just to have certain companies on your resume, like, it's cool. It's not really that bad.
So, yeah, I mean, go for it. That's what we're going to do there. But I don't know. Another thing, too, is I guess we would get back into that in depth later, because I want you to walk the people through your whole, like, when you had the epiphany, you know, that now I want to purchase a home, like, how that felt, like, what took you to that point. I mean, we mm-hmm. can do it briefly right now. Yeah. Like, what took you to that point? Were you, like, fed up of the high rates of rent? And
well, it actually, we was just talking about Verizon. I was working at Verizon when I first decided that I wanted to go ahead and buy a home. So this is so crazy because I just told y'all about we just talked about the call center thing. When I first wanted to do it, I was working in the call center, working at Verizon, went, looked at a few homes, actually got, I got pre-approved for one, but at the time, because I was working in the call center, I didn't feel like it may have been as secure for me to go into that type of purchase at the time. So I was working, trying to see if that was the job for me, and I realized that, hey, I can go here and I can do this. I'm gonna see how this work out. Boom, I worked, and at some point I was just getting tired of paying like $8,000, $9,000 for like a one bedroom apartment just to live in a decent area. So I just started looking into purchasing a home. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go in more details on a later podcast. But there is a program. It's called NACA. NACA. You guys can go to NACA.com. Basically, it's a program that helps you get into a home, no matter whatever your situation is. It's case by case. It's a good program. You can get your interest rates down really, really low, where you can get into a new, brand new affordable home. It's pretty cool. Y'all should check it out. I'm going to go into more details later. But yeah, that was pretty much how I started to, you know, look for home. And once I found that program, I decided to go with it.
That was really good for you. So you would just try. And that's a good thing that you came to that epiphany. And everyone should, that, look, I'm paying too much money for rent. And what I'm paying, because I sat and I thought about it, like, I just gave these people $12,000 this year for something that I could have basically put that money towards something that is going to be mine.
And it's so easy, because we don't realize it at the time, because a lot of times, us younger people, we live, like, in the moment.
Right.
Like, in the moment, right then. And it's nothing for us to just pay this $900. That is $800, especially when you got it and you making the money. Like, you just paying it because, you know, it's convenient. You in a convenient area, not knowing. And that's another thing, like, with us not being as educated. Everybody is not really educated on how to buy a house, or what right. You can do to buy a house, or even the first step of to do to get your credit where it needs to be so that you can buy a house, which is what's leading me to want to go into real estate. Because right. I feel like I did it firsthand myself.
So you can help a lot.
So I can help other people. Like, from even experience. From experience. Like, even with being on the podcast, like, sometime I'll talk about it. I'll drop some jewels on you guys. You know, you guys have any questions, you can reach out to us, whatever. But yeah, any way I can help, like, guide someone, that's what I would want to do. So, which is why I'm going into real estate. So I know on the last one I said, I'm going to try to get my real estate license. I did finish the school, but I got to go and take the test. And that's what I'm still working on. But that's going to come up soon. And that's what it is with that. But yeah.
So you just.
That's where I'm at right now.
Right. And like I said, I agree with you. Like, that was a great decision, because rent's too damn high. I should basically take this opportunity. And let's milk the system. Basically, that's how I look at it. Yeah. Because now that you have your real estate license, I feel like the possibilities are endless. And I feel like this is where our Black people, just speaking to us in this case, should get together.
As a whole.
Because it was just 2 weeks ago when I was home, I was riding around the city. And I was just looking at all the abandoned buildings that were downtown area that are now gone. I remember them thriving when I was a little girl. But, you know, back then when I was a little girl, the owners and things, these are mom and pop places, you know, they was in their 60s. So, you know, now they have died, or there wasn't anybody to continue the business. And this is why I wish that we would give the younger people more opportunities to shadow, to internships, yes. Keep the legacies going. We can drop those jewels, continue to teach one so that we can keep thriving. Because what happens is basically just that. We now have a ghost town because mm-hmm. We didn't have anybody there to continue. But even now, where it is now a ghost town, we still need our people to get those real estate license, come together, because we can invest.
Let me tell you, that's another thing. Like, investment, and that's, and even with being a homeowner, like, when you go into it, look at it as this is an investment. I'm going to go ahead and spend this money. I'm going to invest in it. I'm going to do this for this amount of time. And after this amount of time, I'm going to flip it. I'm going to do this. Like, it's all a game plan. And if you go into it with the right mindset and to the right way, like, anybody can do it. Like, we can all do this. It's not really hard. Like, just do what you need to do to be able to do it.
What I knew, but I really have figured it out. Like, I figured it out. Everything comes down to discipline. Yeah. Every single thing, and having that mindset.
Yep. Because that's exactly what it is. You got to have that discipline.
Yeah, discipline is everything, because you need that in order to, like, you know, firsthand, purchasing your home. I'm knowing with working on getting my credit right now, because you have to make sure everything is on time.
Everything has to be on time. And I can tell y'all firsthand, like, if you are thinking about purchasing a home or, you know, going into that step, you definitely have to get on a budget plan,
right,
and make sure that you are going by your expenses, you are living in your means and in your budget, because when you get ready to buy a home, they are going to get all in your business, like, big time. So you want to make sure you own your stuff, and, you know, cause but it's easy. You can definitely do it, and just always think about it as an investment, because you can flip your first home. Oh, you can flip that. That can be something that's paying for your dream home.
Right.
Same thing. Like, it goes on and on. Like, real estate license. Like, that's something that we can all go and do. Like, you can have the ability to be able to purchase property and rent it out. Like, help the community to where you can do real estate in the community. Right. You know,
someone, like you said, that's in the community that knows what it needs. So let's now meet with investors to see who can purchase this building, who can give us a loan so we can get this program started, get this business back thriving. Because, I mean, that's something that I'm very passionate about, because, like I said before, I want to open a nonprofit back in my town, hometown, and give back. Teach things like this, financial literacy, because
it's important.
It's so important.
It's so important.
I think we grew up, I can say personally, with our parents just saying very vaguely, like, make sure your credit is good, like, or don't get so much credit cards, but never sat down and told us X, Y, and Z.
Do this because of this.
Right.
This is why.
Or maintain this, and this is what you will get in order to have good credit.
Yeah.
It was more so don't do it, but not this is what you do to maintain it or get it.
Because one thing I have learned on my time so far is, as an adult, like, you got to have one or two things. You either got to have money or good credit, or if you got both, you have a good mix.
Right.
Like, because you can't do nothing without credit. Like, you got to have that on point, especially if you're trying to have nice things and you're trying to do something. We all know how high rent is, and nobody really wants to do that for the rest of their life. So, like, we really got to get on it, and we got to educate our people.
We
got to
stop being lazy.
And stop being afraid to put your brother or your homegirl or your friend on. Like, if you know something, put your people on so we can all win.
That's true.
Like, that's real. Like, I think if we do that, like, we'll be great.
We'll be great. And we also got to stop being lazy and feeling like, oh, because I got $800 a month, I'm going to pay that. Or I have $500 a month, I'm going to pay that for a car note. Why pay it when you don't have to?
When you don't have to.
That's the key. That extra money you could have been saving that, or you could have been investing into something else. Like, we just got to smarten up when it's there. We just got to follow the roadmap. And again, it goes back to discipline and structure. And I'm talking to myself knowing this now, because after falling on your face over and over and over, you just have to admit, hey, I have to stick, and I'm speaking about myself, I have to stick to a budget. Because if I don't, something is not going to get paid, because I'm going to take the money from that to do this, and it's going to start a trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
And that's when
we are easily distracted.
Or we just go to stay effort, knowing that this is, that needs to be paid, but we want that money, and we're going to do this. We're going to have a good weekend. We got to make sure that our priorities are number one. Like, those are men cut out, and me, myself, all of the eating out. Oh, my God. We spent so much money in that.
Yeah. And you know what? Another thing is, like, reading is like fundamental. Like when people say that, like that's real. Because a lot of things that we think we don't know or we don't know is right there on the internet. Like you can go and read up on how to do these things, y'all. Like, and I'm only saying this from experience. Like I literally walked myself through buying a home, like what I needed to do step by step on making sure I was straight. Cause my credit wasn't good. Like my credit wasn't good. Like I had to get myself straight to the point where I could do it. So like get online, man, and use your tools, like, and get on it. Do them budgets. Like a lot of our computers have like budget planners. Like go in there, plan out their budget. Like start saving your money. Watch your 401k so we can be great.
Yeah, let's do all of that stuff. And I mean, not only doing those things, there are a lot of free resources that are available to us. Like on Facebook, I stumbled upon this chick called the Budget Nista. And she talked about how she had so much money, then she went broke, and then how she came back by basically getting on track with budgeting. And she has the group, I think you're in it, the Dream Chasers in Facebook, that's free, so y'all can search that. And I'm also a subscriber of the Live Richer Academy, which goes more in-depth one-on-one, where if you want to know more about the stock market, it teaches you that. If you want to know about couponing, it teaches you that. It teaches you also about buying a home. Like, it goes in depth. So there are lots of material that's out there. There's also, I'm having a brain fart because I can't even think about it, but I told you about it. That software that is available where you don't have to pay everybody $50 to clear stuff off your credit.
Collection Shield 360.
Collection Shield 360. It takes it off. I think mine is paired with Credit Sesame, if I'm not mistaken, or Credit Alert. So it takes unlimited claims off your credit a month. It's not just narrowed down to one, but you do have the option of, you know, which package you want. But if you want to do the free one, that still is taking something off and you're not paying anybody, but I'm plugging them to say that they are really good. So that's something else that you can have work while you're sleeping. It took like 20 things because I'm not going to lie. I got into a fuck it period. Well, I was just like, if it's going to my credit, whatever, fuck it. I don't care.
Pay it later.
So I got like all of these things that came off and like I'm trying to get serious because doing a whole thing of purchasing a home. So I have to revert back to taking on ability that your procrastination is what has led you to this situation. Procrastination and misappropriation of funds, because you procrastinate with things and you allow them to go to the last minute before you pay them, or you don't pay them, so that's why you are where you are, or you have things that are late, so now you have everything that's late, so you're trying to scramble to pay something and something is not going to get paid. So that's another reason why things are now on your credit, and then you basically have to fight now to get some structure and discipline to clear these things up that stem from your procrastination. Because once you get order
and have a budget and everything else falls in place. Like once you have a budget and something strategically set to where this is how I do this, this is my cycle, this week I do this, when I get paid I do that, everything falls in place, your credit will automatically grow, because at that point you're paying all your bills on time. You're not maxing out your credit cards because you have enough money saved, because you budget the right way to not even have to use your credit card. And to be honest with credit, that's all it is. Keeping that credit utilization down under 30%, keeping that down, paying all your bills on time, because most of your credit is made up off of the utilization and the debt to income ratio, something like that.
But just you don't use it. If you use it, you pay it right back off.
And on time payments.
Don't even allow that
on time payments
due date to come. I feel, and don't pay just the minimum, because that's really not doing anything. It's just prolonging it. It's just interest.
The interest. That's another thing. Like Let's don't pay it. All that high interest, man. We got to get ourselves together to where you can avoid all of that. Like, cause it is a huge difference from having good credit and having bad credit with buying a car or buying a house. Your interest rates makes a huge difference, for real. Like a major difference.
It does. But I'm excited to see what happens with you getting your real estate license. Because you know me, like, I want to bounce ideas. I want to pick your brain. Because I want us to buy up these lots.
And we definitely are. Like, being in real estate school, like, I learned a lot. And I'm definitely ready to get out here and educate y'all. Give y'all all the information I have. Like really get that bag. And not only get the bag, but, like, help people. Like,
there are other options.
Show people that there are other options out here. Like, you can really do it. Don't be fooled, because they getting it. Believe that.
They collecting the bag.
And I've seen it firsthand. The bag is definitely there. Like, y'all better get on. But I'm gonna drop them jewels now. I'm gonna tell everything, like, anything that I feel like can be beneficial. Like, I'm going to make sure I let y'all know.
And it just allows you to see that there are other options that you can do. You don't have to do, if you don't want to be in a call center, there are other options, you know, that you can definitely do. You can basically be on your own time, so you're not being micromanaged. You don't have to worry about that. But outside of your norm, things you can do where you can make some serious money while still doing things for a cause. If you have passions, now you got something else under your belt.
Yeah.
Now you'll be able to now have another conversation with other types of people, types of individuals. You're around investors now, like something now that you can teach one, you know. Mm-hmm. You not learn this, now you can put your man on, you can put your girl on to, this is what I know, this is what you need to do.
And also what I realize is we can't allow certain things to, like, we have to use one thing to, we can use something as a crutch to get up. Like, for instance, like with the job that I have right now, you know, I work in a place to where I meet people every single day. And with me doing real estate, like, I can network just from that. So my bread and butter right now is going to pay for my other bread and butter, because I'm here. I'm making money here, and I'm making money times two just from being where I'm at. Which the call center led me to where I am now, to be able to even be in that position to do that, to make money how I'm about to be able to. So no matter where you are, like, take that and
use it. Don't live in the moment. Just think about where you want to be and what you want to do long term.
And when you see yourself able to do it, and you see what you have been able to accomplish, to be able to help somebody else do that and get paid for it, like, that
feeling is overwhelming. That's what it should be for. Like, we just gotta get it, and I feel like we are gonna get it in 2018. It's a lot of things going on. Despite the BS, we just gotta keep moving. I know we laugh and we bullshit a lot on the podcast. Even I toned it down a lot tonight, because, you know, I dropped the F-bomb so many times. But we kept it mellow, and I think because of get-to-know-sorry conversation. Like, things that we feel that everybody needs to know. If I know something and I feel that you can benefit off of it, and I know it's the same with you, D, get it off our chest. Let's spread it. That's what we all need to do. We need to let go of that crab-in-the-barrel mentality, holding each other down. Let's just get it. 2018, we're going to get it. And let's just be perfectly honest. We are going to be great.
We're going to be great, and we're going to secure the bag.
We got to secure the bag.
That's what we're going
to
do.
Let's be perfectly clear about that. But we just wanted to come to y'all, another episode of Love is Love. We're going to holler at y'all. Y'all make sure y'all are following us on all of our social media channels. You know, the usual, the Instagram, the Twitter. Get back at us. Also, send us any type of request you may have to our Gmail, thesophisticatedratchet@gmail.com.
Any questions?
And other than that, y'all be great, and we'll holler at y'all next week.